broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. I am Sam Bushman. This is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live. This is the broadcast for July 30th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. On your radio, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, and the good doctor's in the house, Dr. Scott Bradley, with us. His lifelong goal and collegiate series to match, to preserve the nation. His website, freedomrisingsun.com. That's freedomsrisingsun.com. And there you can find well over 1,000 videos, Q&As on the Constitution, educational information galore, weekly webinars that he conducts where you can ask personal questions to the good PhD doctor about his lifelong pursuit, which is study of and return to the supreme law of our land. Welcome to the broadcast, Dr. Scott Bradley.
Well, thank you very much, and good morning to all. It's not only the end of a work week for most people, but it's the end of July. Can you believe that? I mean, what is happening to this year? It's astounding to me. I think my wife figures that the Lord has tricked us all because he's accelerating his time so that we can get through this a lot quicker.
There you have that. All I can tell you is that the time goes faster, and it's going to continue to accelerate, in my opinion, as we await the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the only King we will accept. I want to talk conspiracy today. And we talked a little bit about it last hour with our buddy Chris Carlson. We talked about the JFK assassination lies. And, you know, we may not have pay dirt on it. Why Donald Trump didn't release all the information on that is beyond me. Dr. Bradley should have. But there's a lot of conspiracies that we have proven to be fact. And I interviewed a gal some weeks ago, and I talked about being a conspiracy realist. And she literally has shirts that has conspiracy theory crossed out and conspiracy realist replacing it. And I think that's what we really need to kind of discuss is the realist reality. When they say conspiracy theory, you know what? There's articles out there that talk about the 25 conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. Best Life and others have wrote articles about this. And so, you know, this is something we really need to kind of understand. It's not a joke. These conspiracies are real, many of them. And oftentimes it takes quite a while for the truth to completely come out on some of these. And oftentimes there are facts that are still debated. But the general premise that the government lied and got caught lying, or the government deceptively manipulating reality on something, even if we don't have the truth all the time 100% on a given conspiracy, we do have the debunked reality of the government's position. Oftentimes, indeed. And I know you actually have spent time with this as you were getting your doctorate. You know, you had kind of delved into this quite a bit, separating fact from fiction, right?
Well, that is the case. In fact, my intention originally was to write the definitive book about how widely spread, well, I call them highly organized, cleverly disguised, and powerfully promoted movements are. And the idea that there's this overt effort to keep kind of a veil across things that really should be known by the people so that they can respond to them, so that they won't be trapped by them. And I did research all across the world. This idea of conspiracies is one of the best and most easily documented facts of mortality. And if you get into it and review it, they're had in all lands, among all people. And they're diabolical in their origins, my particular belief is. And those of us that try to expose them are thus, on the flip side, kind of pushed back on by those that are trying to hide their secret works as, oh, those are nutcases out there. These people aren't in touch with reality. But in fact, what I found was, in fact, let me tell you, they have even secret oaths, some of these organizations, that they take blood oaths, if you will, to protect themselves from exposure. And I came across some of those things. And really, I may go back to this someday and write a definitive, if you will, but what I found myself in was kind of a vortex. It is deception and lies. It's deep, dark hopelessness that comes if you follow the path of these people that are seeking to hide their works of darkness. And it can't help but rub off. You know, you talk about wrestling with a pig, you get muddy or mucky or whatever, you know. And so I cast it off. But absolutely, unequivocally, there are movements at very high levels throughout the world. It's just not our government that does them. And I believe that someday they will be exposed and shouted from the rooftops, as the scriptures say. And those that are seeking to overthrow the freedom of God's children will be those that are exposed in this. So those of us right now that are saying, wait, look over there. Oh, what are they doing? Well, we're the ones that are being kind of discounted and marginalized and all those kinds of things while they seek to continue to do their works of darkness and basically lie through their teeth. I mean, you know, the old saying, you know, how can you tell when a politician's lying? His lips are moving. I mean, we could talk about all these sorts of things from the JFK assassination. That, by the way, was a watershed moment in my life, and I immersed myself in everything that I could find and experiment with. I mean, you know, the rifle that Oswald used. I ran experiments with that, and what I discovered, it was not physically possible. For example, something as simple as the rifle that was purportedly used, something that was so simple as the rifle could not physically be fired that fast, that accurately, unless it was viced. Okay, so it's in a vise, but if it's viced, it can't follow a moving target. So we have all sorts of holes in that, I mean, and I could tell you stories all day long about some of my research and places I've been and people I've interviewed and experiences with people, but it's to modify Mark Twain's statement, lies, lies, and more darned lies, is really what fills that. I mean, the Trade Towers thing, the TWA shoot down, the KAL shoot down, some of these really big monumental things, the Gulf of Tonkin incident that brought us into the Vietnam War, it was used to manipulate us in, you know, with McNamara and LBJ. The issue of the 1967 Liberty incidents in the Mediterranean with the Israeli attack on the Liberty ship. I mean, you can pick almost any subject you want that had some monumental impact on this nation and find that the whole truth and nothing but the truth has not been exposed. In fact, here on my credenza in back of me, I keep some of these things. I got the Warren Commission report, for example. Here I've got the 9/11 Commission report. It's astounding to me how
even World War II, being we absorbed the first hit knowingly and virtually willingly, saying that that's what it would take to get us into the war.
Unquestionably, in fact, FDR was chomping at the bit and trying to get us in on the side of Stalin and his guy Harry Hopkins, that was really an inside mole, Stalin's guy in the White House, kind of like Edward Mandel House was in Woodrow Wilson's White House. But all of these things, I mean, the diabolical nature of how many lives were sacrificed to poke the American people with a stick that was hard enough to get their ire up so we would enter World War II. Even the ending of World War II as a facade. I mean, prior to Iwo Jima, which was February of 1945, unbelievably brutal warfare. Okinawa, think about that. These things were just bloodbaths. And the Japanese had sued for peace through diplomatic channels before we landed one person on Iwo Jima. And they were rejected. And we could get into why and some of the speculation as to what has gone into these things. But think of those that were sacrificed on the beaches of those places and in those, you know, Shuri Hill and all those kind of, I mean, Ridge and all those. I mean, it's
and I'm going to be very clear, unnecessarily sacrificed. Let's be clear.
Unquestionably. And the Japanese offered to surrender at terms virtually what they ended up surrendering in September of 1945. We didn't have to use the atomic bombs. By the way, the atomic bombs were used on the most Christian, least military, strategic cities in Japan. They were virtually untouched because there was no reason to bomb them in the past. And what the reason? One of the reasons, and I don't know all the reasons, but one of the reasons that they were selected, I believe, was to show how devastating a single bomb could be when there was virtually no damage to begin with. And so they wanted it to be the biggest, baddest impression they could possibly make. So the probably, arguably, the most Christian towns in Japan that had the least military strategic value and consequently had almost, were almost undamaged were selected to sacrifice tens and tens thousands of people. You look at the firebombing of Dresden. Holy cow.
Ladies and gentlemen, in fact, that's what we see today. They're coming after the Christians right now. I want to highlight some of these conspiracies. Some are big, some are little, but many of them turned out to be more than factual. So when they call you conspiracy theorists, you ought to wear that with a badge of honor, because 9 out of 10 times we're right. Even if we don't have every detail perfect, we got to push for the truth. This is Liberty Roundtable Live with Dr. Scott Bradley.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
So, you two are real actors, huh?
Well, I was an extra on a soap opera for 3 years.
And I'm best known for starring in cat food commercials. Meow.
And you're going to play our parents for how long?
Oh, just during dinner for the next few years, probably until you're both off to college. Your real parents will be back every night at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
Hey, your dad's busy. He's got work, softball, client functions.
Yeah, and your mom, she's got the literary club and play rehearsals. So.
Don't you worry. They'll be back on time.
Otherwise, we get time and a half.
Ka-ching! Okay, according to the script, we're supposed to ask you how your day was.
Yes.
Okay, I guess.
Ooh, is that the best you can do?
I think I want my real parents.
I don't see that in the script.
No ad-libbing, please.
There's no substitute for a loving parent. And when you're really there, you'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, for more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We mentioned JFK, a flat-out conspiracy. We mentioned World War II. We mentioned 9/11, the Gulf of Tonkin, USS Liberty. I mean, it goes on and on and on. But let's talk about a couple of others that turned out to be fact. Really not debatable. The U.S. government poisoned alcohol during the Prohibition. I don't know if you know that, but during the Prohibition in the 1920s or whatever, the government literally tried to get everybody to quit drinking. It didn't work, the Prohibition, but then they started to poison the, quote, illegal alcohol. They took more drastic measures. They got caught at it, Dr. Bradley.
You know, it's tragic, these things that have happened. You think about those people that lost their eyesight or died or whatever with these poisonings. I guess that's maybe why my grandpa with his buddies would brew up a bathtub full of beer every Friday night and drink it while they played cards. They didn't trust anybody else delivering their refreshment. But, I mean, you think about the syphilis experiment that was done and how
they about 10,000 people in this alcohol scenario died, believe it or not, as a result of the government's poisoning the alcohol. 10,000 people.
Well,
not even counting people that lost their eyesight and everything else.
Well, we're here from the government. We're here to help. I mean,
yeah. Now there's a Gator machine.
What kind of
diabolical
fiends? What say again? Was that
there was a Gator machine developed by the Canadian government? Believe it or not, in this Gator machine, the government of Canada hired a university professor to develop a machine that was supposedly be able to detect whether or not federal employees were gay or not. So they'd show them porn. They called it the fruit machine. And anyway, they got caught doing that. The First Lady acted as president of the United States, for example, during the Wilson era, right?
Yeah, you bet.
1919, he suffered a massive stroke, so the First Lady started making decisions and said, "Hey, he'll be back." And she literally prevented her husband from resigning. She became the quote de facto president. Historians estimate that she led the company for over a year, or the country, I'm sorry, for over a year.
You wonder how many of these last 6 months have been the same kind of scenario with Sleepy Joe. I mean, the guy wakes up in a different bedroom every morning, not because he's sleeping somewhere else, but just trying to figure out where he is, I think. I mean, he's losing traction.
But it's they're just going to say there's case precedent, no big deal, right?
I guess.
No, but there you have it. Number four, the U.S. government literally used dead body parts of infants and children for radioactive testing without permission. That's a fact. This happened back in the 1950s, right?
Well, they're also using fetal tissue, aborted fetal tissue, in order to create these current diabolical, biological, unnecessary, unaffected. Well, you can go on and on about them. They're calling them a vaccine. They're a similar matter. I mean, how different is this than what they're using, they did back in the 50s. Oh, it's all in the name of science. Oh, that's what Mengele said. You know, back
they got caught
the
lying
heydays.
Conspiracy fact. Another one is playing football can cause brain damage. They tried to hide that and cover that up for a long time and got caught.
Oh, there's big bucks
the
in
CIA,
that. You can't.
The CIA secretly gave LSD to unsuspecting individuals for mind control purposes and got caught, right?
MK Ultra. I mean, I've read some of the accounts of some of the people that were, their lives were just utterly ruined by this. It is astounding. But I believe lives are being ruined right now with the jab.
Of course they are.
And people that I have known personally that have had maybe permanent life-changing differences. I mean, this happens over and over and over and over and over again. So why is anybody even debating it? I mean, I know we're not. We're just bringing it to light. But
yeah, we're highlighting it. From 1953 to 64, they did the MK Ultra program. Then what, in 1973, CIA Director Richard Helms ordered the destruction of all the records. So now we don't have a whole lot of details on it. Now, I don't believe they destroyed the records. I believe they took them underground. Nevertheless, that's a conspiracy theory where the government got caught. The Gulf of Tonkin never happened, they claim. The U.S. government was investigating UFOs. Now we find out they had lied to us. They said we were crazy. Now they admit there is evidence of unidentified flying objects. The origin can be debated, but there you have it. 28 black men, as you started to mention, Dr. Bradley, now you can rock and roll on this one, died. Because what? The government literally gave them syphilis in the name of science, right?
And then they gave them fake treatment. And, we're such a caring, you know, medical profession. Oh, wait. That's happening right now, isn't it? In another venue. When the medical profession can be perverted to do stuff like this, and they combine with the government, that is when you're in big trouble, because you take those that are supposedly some of our most trusted and respected friends, allies, you know, healers, you know, the hypocritical oath and all that kind of good stuff, and they turn it and they they use it for destructive purposes, which is what I do believe is happening now with the research physicists and, I mean, physicists, physicians and the pharma companies today. I mean, it's interesting
to me how my mind leaps
forward.
In 50 years or 30 years, they're going to say, yeah, you guys are right, but who cares, right?
Well, I think everybody that lost their agency, okay, so if you lose your mind, if you become ADD or any of these kind of where your mind and your body seem to run amok on you, or you get some kind of an autoimmune disease, or even you have a loved one that has strokes out and dies, or has a heart problem and dies, or has some kind of a neurological problem. I mean, all of these things, a lot of us should care right now and avoid the problem for those that will, as you say. I don't think we're going to have to wait 30 years, but, you know, maybe it'll be, I don't know. And it'll be hard to tie it to it. But,
well, we had the truth on JFK a long time ago, too, but in World War II, but we're still debating it forever later, too, right?
Sure, you're right.
The tobacco companies hid evidence that smoking was deadly. They knew that for a long time. That was covered up. It's not only government, it's big business in bed with government oftentimes. The world's richest and most powerful men have a retreat every year, right?
Yeah,
each
you mean
July,
the
some of the wealthiest folks gather. Yeah. You've heard of these.
The Bohemian Grove, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, you know, Alex Jones and others have documented some of that. The participants aren't supposed to conduct business deals there. But the Manhattan Project that created the bomb was there, but plenty of misbehaving goes on there, and we've caught them at that. The FBI spied on John Lennon. The U.S. government employed Nazi scientists after World War II.
Operation
the CIA Capital. Developed the heart attack gun. The CIA spied on and controlled the United States media. Operation Mockingbird came out, right?
Yeah, the list goes on, or the beat goes on, as the old music said.
Now, this is weird. Make love, not war. The United States government, the U.S. Air Force, researched using pheromones as a weapon. Right? As the U.S. Defense Department tried to use different chemicals, one of them was the A-bomb, or they call it the gay bomb, and it was in 1994. They were trying to create a bomb that would douse enemy troops in female pheromones. The objective was to make soldiers sexually attracted to one another and negatively affect their effectiveness in combat.
No, wait. We're just doing that now. We're doing that with we're doing it officially as a policy of the U.S. government.
Yes, we found out that just the pheromones didn't work. Now we're going to do it by force.
And they'll do surgical alterations if need be, and they'll bring in, you know, those who already have a propensity of that for whatever reason. I mean, it's whether it was caused by a vaccine or caused by some kind of incident in their life, or caused by the education system. I don't know. I mean, and I'm not limiting it just to those three causes, but any one of those could potentially be blamed. But so they're bringing them in, and they're destroying our unit cohesiveness with this kind of approach. And the military is not a social club. It's not somebody or something that you should be messing with. They have a single purpose, and that is being undermined by official, you know, experimental policies within the U.S. government.
Turns out the Dalai Lama turned out to be a CIA agent. How about that? Got $1.7 million a year to aid in guerrilla operations against China. And this is just insane stuff. As you know, the U.S. government is watching your internet use. They also had contaminated polio vaccines. Yeah. Spread a cancer-causing virus. Did you know about that one? That was back in 1960. It was discovered that the monkey kidney cells used to make the polio vaccine could cause cancer. Americans were not told about this. Between 1955 and 1963, nearly 100 million children were given this contaminated vaccine. Wow. Quick pause on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Some 200 Afghan special visa holders and their families arrived in the U.S. Thursday. Many Afghans who worked with U.S. forces haven't left, and there have been reprisal killings by the Taliban.
Absolutely, we need to get out of the country. They are looking after us.
Our future will be dark. They're gonna cut our heads too.
Some 35,000 vaccinated Americans are getting infected with COVID-19 every week. While the COVID-19 vaccines reduce the incidence of disease, hospitalization, and death, approximately 0.02% of Americans who are vaccinated against the COVID-19 have still been contracting it on a weekly basis, according to the estimate. The estimate was part of an internal CDC presentation obtained and published by the Washington Post. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Biden administration announced Thursday it will allow a nationwide ban on evictions to expire Saturday, arguing that its hands are tied after the Supreme Court signaled the moratorium would only be extended until the end of the month. Aides to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Sherrod Brown said the two are working on legislation to extend the moratorium. Democrats will try to pass a bill as soon as possible and are urging Republicans not to block it. Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas appeared on Fox News' prime time on Thursday night and took issue with the latest masking guidelines, telling viewers they should resist lockdowns and mandates.
Turns out they're citing a single study from India. And that study, by the way, is assessing a vaccine that isn't approved in the U.S. It's assessing the AstraZeneca vaccine. We dug a little further, and it turns out that that study was also rejected in peer review.
Crenshaw says the CDC's actions are political. This is USA Radio News.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
The unconstitutional CDC is becoming a criminal organization, if it's not already there. To the point where they just flat out lie and perpetuate all kinds of conspiracy reality checks that are just harmful to the people. That's what we're seeing. We're talking to Dr. Scott Bradley about conspiracy fact versus conspiracy theory. I'm a conspiracy realist, ladies and gentlemen. And we bring up these things. They say we're psychotic and nuts, and then eventually they admit that we're correct, directly on point. The U.S. government can manipulate the weather. This is an interesting one. Operation, I think, I don't know how you say this. Popeye, P-O-P. EYE, Popeye, was a five-year project in which the United States government used cloud seeding to increase precipitation during the rainy season over the North Vietnam's armies, moving vehicles, weapons, and rations across the trail. The idea of general cloud seeding is to send an airborne object, typically an airplane, to fly into the clouds while releasing small particulates that give water vapor something to cling to. Anyway, they did that. The U.S. government planned to commit domestic terrorism and blame Cuba for it. They got caught, approved by the Pentagon chiefs, the Department of Defense, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the CIA. Operation Northwoods was that one was called, right, Dr. Bradley?
Well, yes, but before we leave Vietnam, let's talk about Agent Orange. the lies, and more darn lies that were told there and about that. It was over the, you know, they're trying to make it mucky on the trails. But think about killing 200-foot-tall trees and saying there is no side effects for human beings. You know, my opinion always was, hey, if it'll kill a 200-foot-tall tree, it'll have a deleterious effect on a human being. And
without a doubt. And these things are just so obvious, it's beyond imagination that they even claim different, right?
Yep. Lies, lies, more darned lies.
All right. There you have it. Agent Orange was a big one. Believe it or not, testimony leading up to the Gulf War was flat-out false. They got caught blaming it on Osama bin Laden and others. It turned out to be all bogus, dishonest. They claimed there were weapons of mass destruction, but they found none. The U.S. government planned to commit... Yeah.
Go to Iraq for just a minute. These weapons of mass destruction they talked about, by golly, we just never found any. Of course, we can take a lot of strings on that one. Where did Colin Powell go for permission to go to war back in that first Gulf War? He went to the United Nations. He did not go to Congress and make the pitch and have Congress vote on it.
He should have been tried for treason for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, what about this situation where, hey, the U.S. government planned to commit domestic terrorism and blame Cuba? This is a serious one too, right? I mean, North Woods is serious.
You wonder how many of our current situations have been by provocateurs, including perhaps and likely, if you will, the Oak City bombing, you know, that supposedly happened. It did happen. There was a bombing. But if you look at all of the things, I mean, the guys that carried that out, they had trouble setting off a firecracker in their backyard. And the technology that was needful to direct the blast into the building out of a Ryder truck is not something some, you know, cowboy that, you know, served in a, you know, grunt position in the military knows how to do. That reflective technology directing the blast into there. There was a higher mind. I'm not going to say they were more intelligent, but they had a higher skill set for putting that blast into the building and raising that level of terror. Or what about the Ruby Ridge issues or the thing down there in Waco? Or I mean, you could go on and on about how these provocateurs were involved in things to the point that they caused a real disaster.
Yeah, what was long to be Hitler's skull turned out to be that of a young woman. They say that, you know, Hitler died and all this stuff, but it turns out that he was probably turned up in Argentina years later, right? They say he took his own life after World War II ended, but that's not really true.
I have seen so many investigative reviews of that I think it's very questionable that it happened as is the... as was written in history, if you will. You know, the victors hang the heroes, and they also write the history. So I'm worried about what's happening there. Let's talk about Rochelle Walensky, the head of the CDC, and her lies about, you know, how dangerous COVID is much more than the flu. Well, flat-out lies.
Right, let's talk about that in a second. I want to give you this last one really quick because it kind of dovetails perfectly.
All right.
Listen to this. Osama bin Laden was hunted down through a fake vaccination program. The CIA ran a fake vaccination program, which eventually led to the capture of Osama bin Laden. Yeah, they had the DNA on file from him, thanks to his sister that lived in Boston. And the goal to obtain DNA from one of his children that was living at the compound with him and matched it to his sister's DNA. That way they could confirm with certainty that he was inside a Pakistani doctor, helped under the guise of the vaccination program, collected the DNA samples. Anyway, it led to his capture. That's what they claim. But again, a vaccination program for that? And now that's why I say it dovetails perfectly. And now we're talking vaccination programs again by your government to save you from yourself, Dr. Bradley?
Well, unquestionably, and what I brought out about the CDC director's lies, and more darned lies, when she's they're promoting the and actually you watch where this is going. We're going to have our K-12 kids, not mine or any of my grandkids, because to tell you the truth, we've all long since left the system. But they're going to mask them up again this year because oh my goodness, everything is so much more dangerous to children. statistically, it is so close to zero of how many children were affected by this COVID thing that it's off the chart. It's not even a blip. But they're saying, oh, yeah, we got these variants that are coming that are going to be so much more dangerous, so much more virulent, so much more easily transmitted, and so much more deadly. And she points out, this Walensky gal says, oh, yes, it's killed so many more children than the seasonal flu. Using the CDC's own information, go back 5 years, come forward, look at all of it. You'll find that the seasonal flu kills far more children than the COVID ever did. And we seemed to get through school every year.
Just fine. One of the other interesting things is the PCR test they've admitted is completely bogus, Dr. Bradley. It can't tell the difference between the flu or the COVID. And they're now proposing to replace it with different tests that can. So then now they admit the test all along can't even connect or detect the difference between the two.
Well, that's unquestionably true. And, of course, we've been saying that all along. The guy that invented the test said it was for research purposes only and not for diagnosis. And then we look at what it's really doing, and when you amplify the sample often enough, you're going to get something, and they're not sure what. They can't identify for sure. And what is really, it's all astounding to me, but one of the things that's really astounding to me is that they say, oh, this Delta variant is just rampant and everything. How do they know? How do they know it's a Delta variant? And here's the deal. I think this is kind of tongue-in-cheek. They put the jab in the deltoid muscle, and it's maybe related to the deltoid and how it's delta and how it is causing this delta variant. But that's the problem, is that all of the testing that they have called science throughout this entire year and a half disaster has all been slapshot, phony baloney. And the CDC has come out and said, we are discontinuing the use of the PCR test. They don't tell you exactly why, but they say
test is bogus from the start, Dr. Bradley. We've said that, and now they're virtually admitting it.
And they're saying we need to look for other tests that will do a differentiation between the seasonal flu and the COVID. It's like,
so they claim 34 million people have got the COVID. How many of those are flu?
Well, there's absolutely, and the problem is that I've gone through the CDC website. I have been looking for their suggested replacement tests that they actually identify and will allow people to do a research and say, oh, yeah, this stuff really works, or what are they doing? It's another smoke and mirrors thing. I can't find replacement tests that are verifiable as doing the things that they're saying we should be looking for them to do. Every single thing has been slapshot, phony baloney, pseudoscience, politically driven, and we're reaping a whirlwind because we've been so stupid as to go along with all of it. And you look at now, guys, in California, Newsom's mandating that all state workers and healthcare workers must be vaccinated. Biden is saying the same thing for federal employees and everything. We've got a case in Idaho that I'm kind of tracking right now, where the largest healthcare providers are saying you got to be vaccinated, and the state is trying to stop it, but they can't get the Senate to look at it. It's diabolical.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking conspiracy facts on your radio. Every one of them they claimed is a theory, and they had to recant, and the truth shall set us free, huh? Liberty Roundtable live in seconds with Dr. Scott Bradley and Sam Bushman on your radio.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay. Abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Dr. Bradley and Sam Bushman, talking about conspiracy facts, ladies and gentlemen. They're everywhere if you really look for them. And the problem is the government loses credibility all the time, folks. And I don't know which conspiracy theories that have turned into facts, or they were facts all along, I guess you could say. I don't know which ones are the most egregious. It's hard for me to say which one's the biggest coup. The fiat money system in America is one of them. Literally, a bunch of men went to Jekyll Island in a cabal and literally changed honest money in America, asset-based currency, to a debt-based, you can never win, dishonest scenario. They literally got, you know, all the details and all the records are, you know, pretty documented in G. Edward Griffin's book, A Creature from Jekyll Island, but that's a huge conspiracy. It's hard for me to know which one's the most devastating, which one's the greatest conspiracy that they've ever pulled off, Dr. Bradley. Any thought into that one?
Oh, I think God's going to have to reveal that one. It's way beyond my capability. But I will say your point about the Jekyll Island thing is absolutely true, and we can follow any one of these and pull the strings and find out how they were sold to the American public. You know, this Federal Reserve thing was supposed to be a solution to the banking cabal, and it was written by the banking cabal, a private, for-profit banking consortium that was to control the whole American economy. Every single step of the way, the narrative that is publicly disseminated is so different than what is behind the scenes. And I might also say, and I apologize not only to you but your audience perhaps, since I might have been a little bit distracting throughout this whole conversation, because it just seems to my mind that almost every single thing you have brought forth has a parallel situation that is currently happening in the nation today. I mean, the cabal continues to be, you know, the cabal of a private consortium of bankers continues to run things today, and the Fed is given so much obedience, and we're bowing and scraping and kissing the ring on this thing, where in fact these people should be criminally tried and put in prison. But everything that is happening, the CDC, the NIH, the WHO, completely blown all credibility they possibly had. This idea of this disease that's been put upon the nation, well, literally upon the world, it appears very likely that that the enhancements that were done to cause it to be more virulent and more deadly and more of a problem for the whole world were created with U.S. taxpayer dollars, at least in part. And every single thing we talk about that over the years, going back to the Civil War, and well, even before that, but coming forward, there's parallels today. I was a little bit distracting, keep trying to throw stuff in the mix that honestly, to my mind, tells us that they've got a formula. it's working. I mean, Satan, I think, has
and I don't think you're a distraction at all, Dr. Bradley. I don't think you're a distraction at all. In fact, I think the reason that we bring up this history is to show the rich history of evidence-based facts on conspiracies and say, hey, when we claim these other things are conspiracies, what's the likelihood that we're accurate versus them lying? And the answer is, we've literally got a 90-plus percent batting average on this thing, where when we claim it's a conspiracy and we research it, I mean, you can go all the way to the Seth Rich murder conspiracy, to the Donald Trump election conspiracy, to the vaccination and the covert virus conspiracies, all the way to the global warming conspiracy. And every one of these is changing America as we know it. Every one of these is denying us wealth and stability and safety and prosperity. Every single one of them, sir.
Well, and the let's look at the pornography scourge that's happening. You go back to the origin. Well, I mean, I think that Satan's always tried to get his hooks into something that is so absolutely essential to the survival of God's children. But they've tried to get their hooks into this, and you look at the research, so-called, that was foisted upon the nation. In the idea of, these things are normal, not aberrant behavior. And the research really was done with people that really, truly were criminally sexual deviants. You look at what happened with, John Dewey, the father of modern American education, and his humanist religion that has been foisted into the education system in violation of the First Amendment for this government established and paid for religion. And it is the religion of America now. It is taught in our public education and universities and paid for by hundreds of billions of tax dollars every year.
You've got John Dewey. You've also got Alfred Kinsey, his perverted equal, right?
Yeah, Kinsey was the guy that did the sex research, so-called. I think he was a zoologist in Indiana. And holy cow, you do the backstory on him and who he and I think every one of his cohorts is roasting in hell right now, because God has to have a special place for those that would abuse children as they did. And I think about how that was foisted on Americans, and guys like Hugh Hefner picked up on it and carried it forward and put it in a soft light. And I don't read the magazine for the pictures. I read the magazine for the articles. Yeah, right. Let's blend things to the point that that it makes it more acceptable for the public, and it continues forward. And look where we are today in America. I mean, the very foundation of society is the family. It's at risk. Divorce rates are through the ceiling. The idea of throwaway children, out of wedlock kinds of situations. The idea of what is a family? I mean, we just have perverted every single solid value that God gave to his children, to give stability, to give a kind of an environment where success could happen and happiness could grow. And we've turned it upside down, and it's being taught now as doctrine in our public education system. Churches are even calling individuals that are gender confused, for example, into leadership positions. They're promoting, I think you probably, we've talked about this before on your program, I think when you were back in South Dakota, about how the UNICEF is promoting age-appropriate pornography. Every single aspect is saturated with falsehood that has wheedled its way in because it's been given some kind of official credence. And like I say, if you're looking at the CDC, the WHO, the NIH, these so-called solid science-based organizations that have perverted the entire response of the entire world. And we've destroyed everything for a great reset that the World Economic Council is now trying to remake everything and say, oh, yeah, you won't own anything, but you'll be happy. We're going to remake every value, attitude, and belief. Our mores, now that we've got this opportunity to remake society, now that we've crushed it with this COVID pandemic. everything.
Critical race theory is a big conspiracy theory.
Yes.
This idea that, you know what, every interaction should be dealt within a racial context. That everybody who's white's a flat-out racist, everybody who's non-white's a flat-out victim, and there's no way to change that reality. The promoting that in the education system, the gender bender dishonest lies about, you know, male and female. And I mean, we can go on and on and on with these conspiracies that are real. They're factual. They're not debatable anymore. We've got the pay dirt. We've got the goods. But yet they continue with the next one and the next one and the next one. And, you know, what are they going to do next is what you got to wonder, right?
Well, I guess I would not take away any possible path they may follow. I mean, like I say, Satan's been around a long time. He's got this his gig down pretty good. He knows what it takes to turn the hearts of men and women away from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You're finding him pulling out all stops. I mean, it is kind of the great day of his power in which he's ultimately and finally going to be put down when the Savior returns, and we know how that all ends. But in the interim, we're going to see a mighty bumpy road. That's what I'm kind of looking at.
I guess the greatest conspiracy of all is Satan and his minions. Some spirits, some humans on this earth that follow their leader. I guess the greatest conspiracy of all is that he can vault himself above God. And the same thing, too, is that government seems to go along with that same narrative, right?
I think he has a lot of emulators. I mean, I think, you know, when we say we're going to look narrowly at Satan and say, you're the guy that caused all this, I think the same thing's going to happen with this Fauci guy. I think they're going to look at him and say, you're the guy that pulled this stunt off and caused such a destruction to come upon this people, destroyed elections, destroyed economies, destroyed families. I mean, everything he has touched has basically been destroyed. I mean, anything good and noble, and he's so arrogant and self-centered. And you saw the exchange he had with Rand Paul, and it, I know you are, but what am I, kind of thing. I mean, he's like a third grade kid, and Rand Paul read the description of enhanced performance of some of these viruses. It's exactly what was done with the money.
Gain of function research is reality. It was a conspiracy.
Absolutely. So it's just amazing. Why would anybody do that anyway? What possesses people to say, oh, I'm going to take something that no way could be anywhere for a problem for God's children on the earth, and I'm going to make it so it's a big problem, and suddenly it's going to be released on society. Why would anybody do that? Why would anybody do that?
Because they want to push for tyranny, and they're really pushing for the overthrow of all nations in their tyrannical matrix. That's what they're going for.
Really,
they're coming for the Christians.
Well, and that's part of the problem is that we don't have near enough Christians that are resisting the tyranny. Many of them have been co-opted into it too, you know. So there's good people. Don't get me wrong. Lots of good people, but there needs to be more. We need more friends in this whole cause of everything, you know. So
I concur, but ladies and gentlemen, even the very elect will be deceived. There's a lot of people being deceived right now, and a lot of people don't know which way's up. They don't know which way to go. And I would say develop a relationship with Jesus Christ. Pray hard, work hard, do what you know to be right. Follow your gut. Follow the guidance that makes sense in terms of preparation and safety and stability for your family. Understand that conspiracy theories are the way they try to divide people and make you you know, make a fool out of you, but the fact is there's conspiracy facts all over the place. We've just spent a solid hour going over documented evidence after item after item after them, and we could do it for probably 2 or 3 or 4 more hours and still not be done, Doctor.
Well, I truly believe, you know, people say your mind is the only way you think, but I think your heart has to be in the middle of this too, and I think by turning our hearts to God and feeling His presence and His wisdom and His love, I think we can get through this if we're willing to do it.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Scott Bradley, his whole goal to preserve the nation, his website, freedomsrisingsun.com. We're grateful to have him with us twice a week, 2 hours a week, talking about things of great importance, ladies and gentlemen, the greater things, if you will. For Sam Bushman and Dr. Scott Bradley, we declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com, my website, LovingLiberty.net, the nationally syndicated radio network. Spread the word, will you please? Live and on-demand radio free at your fingertips, but donate if you will. God save the Republic of the United States of America.